It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram on the hotline. Dave, how you doing?
Staying busy, Rocco.
Always, always busy, Dave. If there's one thing you are, man, it is busy. That is for sure over there at the Chronicle-Telegram, working hard to bring the readers of Lorain County what they want. And your friend Kevin Martin over there at the CT had a good one in Tuesday's Chronicle, talking about Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield, and he's pitched this quote-unquote unprecedented opportunity, talking about economic development in the area. So I'll let you fill us in on what the details are with this economic development that Mayor Frank Whitfield keeps talking about.
Yeah, well, two of the big focuses of economic development in the city have been downtown Elyria and Midway Mall. Midway Mall mostly empty now. Downtown Elyria sees stores pop up here and there, and then they close, and then they pop up again, or they have long term success like the Foundry has had, or Erie Island Coffee has had. But it's here and there. It's hit or miss. On Monday at Elyria City Council, Whitfield said he wants to take, $18.6 million worth of American Rescue Plan funds, that the city has, and some of its Issue 6, $25 million in Issue 6 funding, and use that for long-term investments in economic and community development. Now, I didn't get real specific, beyond that, but a community survey of respondents, about more than 300 people said that they wanted more investments in the Midway Mall area, more in downtown Elyria, and then also in parks and recreation, kind of tertiary to that. And what Whitfield said was, and I quote, "We have a real unique moment where we can set up our city for success in the future," unquote. And it's a bunch of money that the mayor wants to pour, into these two particular areas.
Well, and we've seen with the recent talk about the esports facility that continues to be planned in downtown Elyria, there's some planning and some ideas with economic development in the area. Certainly, it's just a matter of seeing that all come to fruition. So good stuff from you there, Dave, and good stuff from Kevin Martin. Again, you can read more in Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram on that one. I want to stick with your friend Kevin Martin there. He had another good one on Monday's Chronicle, or in Monday's Chronicle, I should say. Still with the city of Elyria, now we could be looking at some park and recreation upgrades. Again, something that you just kind of mentioned that many residents were looking forward to. So what's the latest here?
Yeah, and this definitely, the first story sort of leads into this in the next one. Back on January 31st, the Community Development Committee of Elyria City Council voted to recommend some, going out to bid on some projects that will help upgrade and beautify and better city parks. I think a lot of people are very proud of Elyria City Parks. It seems to me, at least from an engaging community reaction, that the parks are popular, and this would potentially include some playground projects at Abbey Road, Bell Avenue, and North Park, air conditioning at the West Park Recreation Center, and as well as the East Park Recreation Center, paving projects at North and West Parks, upgrades to the trails, pickleball courts, restrooms at West Park, and some more upgrades to the women's locker room and the storage rooms at North Park. And Safety Service Director Kevin Brubaker said that, these projects were already in the 2022 budget to be done. Issue 6, again, which is that tax that residents are paying, that people are, portion of that tax that people are paying, provide some money towards park improvements. And that's what it was designed to do when it was voted on a couple years ago. But yeah, so we're seeing the parks getting upgraded. Better parks can mean healthier people, can mean more, more active youth, kind of a more vibrant community, more walking, more playing, more bike riding, just be people being in better health. I think that a lot of studies and I think a lot of communities have found that, the better your parks are, the safer, more active, people are in those places. So that's sort of another plan that city council and the mayor kind of teamed up on that. And there's been a lot done over, especially West Park. I've written a number of stories about West Park being updated and plans on what to do with some buildings out in that area.
Well, and Dave, I'll ask you to maybe expand on that even more so here. This just seems sort of like a natural thing to occur with COVID and everything. You know, we're still dealing with that. They want you to get outside and distance. And again, the whole focus seems to be on getting outside and getting that recreational activity outdoors. This all just seems like a great way to kind of encourage that.
Yeah, and you can definitely distance and get out there. I mean, once all this snow, you know, and even when the snow comes down a little bit more, I mean, if you really want to go out and get get wet and muddy, and you know, you can play out in a snowy field and really kind of tear it up. But you know, once the snow starts to melt, starts to get a little bit warmer, and we know that time's coming. That happens every year, where things get warmer in the spring and summer. You can get out there and kind of, you know, experience some of these trails and what's not, you know, being built. You can kind of take that in and get out on the, you know, get out on the fields and maybe do some outdoor, you know, some barbecuing, you know, towards the end of the spring, early summer, and just get out there and see some of the improvements that have been done over the past couple of years, even by the city. You know, there's been some improvements there.
Some barbecue sounds fantastic right about now. Barbecue season's right around the corner. I mean, it seems like a ways away with all that snow on the ground and how cold it is, but it'll be here before we know it, no doubt. So Dave O'Brien is our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. All right, Dave, speaking of the Chronicle-Telegram, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What should we be looking forward to?
Well, you're going to read all about the newest lawsuit against the county. I'm working on that story. I was working on that story all yesterday, and still working on that story. But you'll see the first part of that finished product in this morning's Chronicle Telegram and on ChronicleT.com. Also, a little bit of politics from my end of things. A little bit about the upcoming commissioner's race in 2022, and then as well as some meetings that took place on Tuesday night. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and read more about it at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
Dave O'Brien and County Government Stories. Can you name a more dynamic duo? I don't think you can. And you can find Dave's latest again in that Chronicle Telegram or that digital e-edition over at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, we can wrap this up as we do each and every Wednesday morning. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
I'm going to give you a snow-based one, as I promised you before we hopped on here to talk to the listeners. It's Dateline Brook Park, and this also comes from our friend over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Dateline Brook Park, location withheld. A man's snowblower coughed up a gun in an ammo clip buried in the snow, which he said he'd like to turn over to police.
Yeah. Oh boy. One moment you're blowing snow, next moment you're blowing bullets across the front yard. Yikes! Gotta be careful out there when you're moving that snow. Goodness gracious, Dave! Entertaining scanner story as always, and thank you for filling us in on the latest with what's happening around Lorain County. Again, you can check out Dave's work along with the latest from the Chronicle Telegram in that physical edition of the Chronicle Telegram, or again that digital e-edition at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you again very much for joining us here on The Local Beat. Have a great rest of your week. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you then.